Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Kyle Keller and Angie Hartzell about the upcoming Knoxville Police Department Helmets and Hot Dogs.
We are talking about the 6th annual Helmets and Hot Dogs here with the Knoxville Police Department. First of all, if you guys could just talk about some of the history on this event, kind of how this thing got started here.
6 years ago, Greg and I decided to do something about helmets at our house that were constantly coming in broken clips or just they were too large or too small for the heads that we were trying to put them on. And we figured, hey, if we're having problems with this at our house, maybe other kids' homes are having problems. And so we partnered with Blank Children's Hospital to get some free helmets and talked to then Lieutenant Fuller. And we got some police help there and we put the first annual together and it has grown ever since.
Well, this year it's going to be on Friday, May 28th. Tell us a little bit about what's going on that day, where it's going to be at, and what people can expect from that day.
So what we started doing with the event is doing on the last day of school. School has consistently been finished at 11 a.m. on the last day of school, so that's just great for us to work in that event. We started at 11:30 and it goes till 1. We will do it at the police department, the city parking lot across from the police department next to the fire station and the library. We also are shutting down 3rd Street Place to kind of fit in some extra stuff because we're just kind of getting bigger and growing. So that's a positive thing. The hot dog meal will be served during that time, just whenever the families show up and the kids want to eat and the parents want to eat, it'll be available.
I'm sure excited to have the in-person event as usual after last year's drive-thru, right?
Yes, definitely. And it was a successful event. We weren't sure how it was going to go back in August, of course. We had to do it, you know, outside of our normal time frame as well. As the kids are returning to school, we're giving them helmets and stuff instead of at the beginning of the summer. But it really went well, and we had a lot of families show up that went through, and I think it was successful. We had a lot of good comments about it, and hopefully we don't have to do that style of event again, but if we do, at least we know it'd work out.
Well, one of the, I guess, the big things with this event is the donations, not only monetary, but just the helmets, I guess. Tell folks how they're able to contribute to this cause.
We are still taking used helmets. I think cumulatively we've given out over 500 helmets in the last 5 previous years.
At least.
So there has to be helmets in people's closets or in garages. So bring them in. We can check to see that they can be repurposed forward. Or we are still taking new donations as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've had just as many people bring in brand new helmets, which is just as good, obviously. You know, the other helmets that have been brought in that have been used, we will clean those up and inspect them, make sure they're not damaged or anything, because obviously we don't want to give out helmets to families who the kids aren't going to wear them because they're damaged or scuffed up or broken, whatever, you know, whatever the reason is.
Well, there's an online aspect to this too this year, is that correct?
Yes. So we have lots of giveaways and drawings from the area businesses. I think we have several bikes going to be given away. We have the Summer Fun area business gift baskets. Peace Tree has given us a wonderful little basket to give away. We got some t-shirts. All of that is going to be done through email for folks to enter those drawings. So they need to log on to helmetsandhotdogs@gmail.com and send a family name with their kids' names listed, and we'll do the rest. We'll get them entered into those drawings to be given away that day. And the caveat this year is we would like the children to be able to be in person to receive their gifts.
Yes. We do like to do the photos and stuff and just kind of get that stuff out there, you know, the kids who win things, and just kind of promote the event again and again for the next year and keep that going.
Well, some important sponsors here, namely, of course, we've covered the Weiler donation and the Mike's Tongue donation here with KNIA, KRLS. Those have been a couple big ones, but some other folks to thank as well, I understand, right?
Obviously, we have Unity Point to thank for this year for the first initial 100 helmets that have been given away. We always really appreciate them to do that. And Walmart giving bikes to us.
Yep. Every year they've been able to give us bikes and helmets to go along with the bikes. So this year, we had a new partner that's helping with our hot dogs. Downtown Diner said that they wanted to donate the hot dogs. So we are getting all those from them this year. Kurt Schwanebeck has volunteered, and he's getting the help with the Noon Kiwanis to grill the hot dogs. That worked out really well last year. He and his group just enjoyed it, and they had fun. And that was just a drive-through event. So this time, they actually get some more interaction with kids and families. So that will be better, I think, this year for that aspect. Another big thing that we want to share with families is that we will have a train. It's going to be sponsored by the Community First Credit Union. My understanding is it'll be a barrel-type train, similar to the things that we've seen in the past in our community. and that will be on 3rd Street. The line will be somewhere around that. We do ask that, you know, people social distance if they feel comfortable doing that. If that's what they want to do, that's completely fine. But we just want to make sure that everyone understands that we will be outside and throughout the whole event, no matter what line you're waiting in. If you feel that you need to wear masks, that's completely optional and up to the individuals to do that.
Before we wrap up here, what makes this event keep moving? You know, why is this so important that, you know, 6 years in the running? Why is this something that you guys still think is important here?
I think that this is just a great way to kick off summer. You know, we have talked about it in the past that, you know, what a great special way to end the school year. You know, we get to be a part of that to help kids have a fun event, to maybe get some cool free items, get a helmet, get some interactions with their friends or other groups in the community. I think the big thing that I also have enjoyed is the amount of groups and organizations, businesses that we've had join throughout the years. You know, it's a great way, especially after the year we've had, for those people to just get out there and get their name out there, get their faces out there, get their products, you know, or little gimmicky things to give to kids with their name of their business on it, you know, or whatever they're doing. You know, it's great just to have all of the community involved that's coming out to do this. Like I said earlier, we keep growing and growing, and I expect that we'll have more groups and businesses that just want to keep adding on and getting involved with us as this grows, and I don't foresee us slowing down.
Anything else before we wrap up here today?
I want to make sure people know it's rain or shine. If there's inclement weather, you know, we can't predict that or prevent which way it might go. We will be using Memorial Hall. We'll make it fit in there. So either way, kids don't have to worry. The event's going to go on.
Let's share that email address one more time for just the folks to understand they have to pre-register. We won't be doing any day of event registrations.
Yep. So helmetsandhotdogs@gmail.com, all one word and all lowercase.
Thanks to Kyle Keller and Angie Hartzell for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.